morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our earnings call for the first quarter of 2013. We are very happy to announce that on April 26th, we inaugurated Hibinieman Mill. The opening ceremony was held with the presence of representatives of government authorities and the majority of our stakeholders, which support constituted a very important element of this success. Hibinieman and Angelica mills conform a cluster that is expected to reach a milling capacity of 10.3 million tons, which we believe will become one of the most efficient and low-cost producers of sugar, ethanol, and electricity in Brazil, and generate attractive returns on invested capital. In Angelica and UMA mills, we began the crushing season earlier than usual in order to benefit from attractive ethanol prices. Our commercial team has also done a very good job hedging almost our entire sugar production at above $0.20 per pound. We are prepared for an excellent year for our sugar, ethanol, and energy business. Moving on to our farming business, we are well advanced with the harvest of our crops. As you know, our business is naturally exposed to weather risk, and we have gone through some tough weather conditions this harvest year. Despite the lower production yields for the soybean crop, we expect to have better results for our rice and corn crops, which were not so affected by the summer drought. This is a clear example of how our product diversification allows us to mitigate risks associated to our business. Finally, and continuing with our focus on return on invested capital, at the beginning of May, we sold our coffee farms in Brazil at a premium to the Cushman & Wakefield appraisal. Now Charlie will explain the results of the quarter. Charlie, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to walk you through a few slides that reflect the main operational and financial highlights of the quarter. 2013 has been a challenging year for our crop business in terms of weather. The main productive regions of Argentina have been impacted by an abnormal lack of rain. The charts on page 3 show the rain distribution in the humid pampas and the northwest regions of Argentina compared to the historical average. As you may see on the chart to the left, the humid pampas or Argentine corn belt was impacted by a severe drought during January and until mid-February. Rains during this period are critical for the soybean crop since the plant undergoes the pod forming and grain filling phase, at which point water requirements peak. Therefore, the dry weather caused irreversible damage on the crop. Soybean second crop was also impacted in this region since the crop began its initial growth with very low humidity. In the chart to the right of the page, you may see that the northwest region also suffered from drought, which began in January and was extended until April. As a result, soybean first and second crops were negatively affected. In the case of corn, which is traditionally planted in September and undergoes the critical development during December, the impact on yields was less significant since rain levels during these months were good, as you may see in the chart. As you may see on page 3 of the presentation, the harvest of our crops is well advanced. As of the end of April, the harvest of wheat and sunflower was fully complete and rice was practically completed. Sunflower yields were in line with the previous crop season. Wheat yields were 30% below the previous year and below our expectations. This is explained by two main reasons. First, yields during the previous crop year had been exceptionally good due to very good weather. And second, in the current season, above average humidity conditions entailed the outbreak of a grain disease known as Fusarium across Argentina and Uruguay. In the case of rice, harvested yields were 5.7 tons per hectare, almost 5% higher than the previous harvest year. This yield increase is primarily a result of better rain distribution and temperatures for the crop. We believe there is a still significant upside potential to our rice yields. We expect rice yields to gradually increase over the next 2 years as we continue with the transformation and zero leveling process of our farms. Regarding soybean first crop, as of the end of April, we harvested 48% of the crop. The harvest began in our highest quality farms, and as a result, partial yields remain higher than last year. We expect final yields to be slightly below the previous harvest year as a result of the drought experienced during January and mid-February of 2013. Moving to the right, you may see that 20% of the second soybean crop was harvested as of the end of April. We do not consider the yields observed over this small harvested area as a representative sample for the entire crop. Due to the drought mentioned in the previous slide, the lack of moisture prevented the normal development of the crop. Accordingly, we expect final yields to be slightly below the previous harvest year. Lastly, 28% of the corn area has been harvested. Early corn planted in September grew under good conditions since the flowering period of this crop is in mid-December, where rainfall and soil humidity were adequate. Sticking to the diversified crop risk and water requirement, approximately one-third of our corn was planted during the end of November and beginning of December of 2012. This late planted corn area had good humidity conditions during their initial growth stage. However, plant flowering took place between early and mid-February and was negatively impacted by lack of rain. In aggregate, we expect final yields approximately 15% above the previous harvest year. Let's move to slide 4 to analyze the financial performance of the farming business. Specifically, in the crops segment, the decrease in sales was primarily driven by lower physical sales volumes of wheat, as a result of a lower planted area and lower yields as explained on the previous slide. On the other hand, rice sales increased by 36% as a result of the combination of two factors. First, a 5% increase in yields, and second, an 11.9% increase in planted area compared to the previous harvest year. On a consolidated basis, total farming sales in the first quarter of 2013 reached 63 million, in line with those of the first quarter of 2012. Moving to the bottom chart of the slide, we may see that despite the decrease in sales, adjusted EBITDA for our crop segment increased from 12 million in the first quarter of 2012 to 14.7 million in the first quarter of 2013. The improved performance is mainly explained by a 6.8 million increase in the results generated by the mark-to-market of our hedge positions, which was partially offset by lower gains from changes in fair value, primarily as a result of the 8.8% decrease in planted area and lower soybean yields and prices expected. Moving to the right, you may notice that the adjusted EBITDA of our rice segment increased for 0.8 million in the first quarter of 2012 to a 4.6 million in the first quarter of 2013. This improvement is driven by the expansion in planted area and higher rice yields. As a result, consolidated adjusted EBITDA for our farming business reached 18.8 million, 48% higher year over year. Let's move to page 5. During early May, we sold the Mimoso and Lagoa de Oeste farms located in western Bahia, Brazil. The farms have a total of 3,834 hectares, of which 904 hectares are planted with coffee trees. Adecoagro will collect a total of $20.8 million for Mimoso and Lagoa, including the coffee plantation. This selling price represents a 7% premium to the combination of the Cushman and Wakefield independent appraisal dated September 2012, plus the fair value of the coffee plantations in our balance sheet. In addition, the buyer will also operate 728 hectares of coffee on our Rio de Janeiro farm, during an 8-year period for which Adecoagro will collect a total of $3.8 million. This transaction evidences Adecoagro's focus on return on invested capital. Now let's move on to the sugar, ethanol, and energy business on slide 6. The first 3 months of the year are commonly known as the in-harvest season. During these summer months, due to favorable weather conditions, sugarcane plant growth is stimulated and less energy is stored in the form of sugar. As a result, mills suspend their crushing activities while the equipment undergoes maintenance in preparation for the upcoming harvest year. During the first quarter, mills also focus on the renewal and expansion of their sugarcane plantations. During the first quarter of 2013, we planted a total of 6,371 hectares of sugarcane, slightly below the hectares planted in the first quarter of 2012. Of this total area, 2,400 hectares consisted of new planted areas to supply sugarcane to the Ivinema mill, which began its crushing activities in April of 2013. Additionally, 3,900 hectares consisted of sugarcane replanting to replace old sugarcane with new high-yielding sugarcane to maintain the productivity of our plantation. As of March the 31st of 2013, our sugarcane plantation consisted of 87,900 hectares, representing a 24% growth year over year. In page 7, we can see the financial performance of our sugar, ethanol, and energy business. As a result of the inter-harvest season, adjusted EBITDA in the first quarter only reflects the sales of sugar and ethanol inventories. The expenses incurred in sugarcane maintenance and preparation for the next harvest season, hedging results, and overhead expenses. As shown in the upper left chart, net sales for the first quarter of 2013 were in line with the same period of 2012. Nevertheless, gross profit increased from $8.7 million to $16.6 million. The improvement in gross profit is primarily the result of a lower cost for the sugarcane used as raw material to produce the sugar and ethylene inventories sold during the first quarter of 2013 compared to the first quarter of 2012. The cost of sugarcane transferred to the mill for processing is directly related to the price of sugar. Since sugar prices during 2011 were considerably higher than in 2012, inventories sold in the first quarter of 2013 were produced with lower cost sugarcane compared to inventories sold in the first quarter of 2012. In addition, our operating margins were enhanced by the mark-to-market of our sugar hedge positions. We have hedged 247,000 tons of sugar at an average price of 20.8 cents per pound of sugar number 11 equivalent. Since current prices are below 18 cents per pound, our hedge generated a 9.6 million gain in the first quarter of 2013 compared to a 5.3 million loss in the first quarter of 2012. Overall, adjusted EBITDA in the first quarter of 2013 was 15 million, 19.7 million higher than the first quarter of 2012. Page 8 shows the evolution of Adecoagro's consolidated financial performance during the last 3 years. Consolidated adjusted EBITDA for the company increased from 1.8 million in the first quarter of 2012 to 29 million in the first quarter of 2013. Adjusted EBITDA margin in the same period has increased from 1% to 28%. We expect our earnings and return on invested capital to continue increasing as our business continue achieving operational and cost efficiencies and our 10 million ton sugarcane cluster in Mato Grosso Sul is consolidated. Moving to page 9, our debt outstanding as March the 31st of 2013 has increased by 54 million since the previous quarter to a total of 593 million. Long-term debt increased by 38 million, driven by the capital expenditures related to the construction of the Ivinema mill. Short-term debt increased by 16 million. The first quarter of the year is usually the peak of our working capital cycle, since only a small portion of our crops are harvested and sold, and our sugar, ethanol, and energy business is getting ready to begin the new season. As we accelerate the harvest and selling pace during the second and third quarter, debt outstanding will be reduced. I would like to highlight that our debt structure is 66% in the long term. Our cash balance has decreased for the same reason, from $218 million in the last quarter to $210 million as of March 2013. In aggregate, current net debt stands at $383 million. Let's move to the last slide. On April the 26th of 2013, Adecuadro celebrated the inauguration of the Ivinema mill located in Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil. Ivinema is a milestone event in our consolidation as a leading producer of food and renewable energy. The construction of the first phase of Ivinema was completed on schedule and on budget. The Ivinema mill currently has 2 million tons of crushing capacity and will expand it to 4 million tons in 2015 and 6.3 million tons in 2017. Together with the Angelica mill, our first greenfield completed in 2010, it will form a 10.3 million ton cluster surrounded by over 120,000 hectares of sugarcane plantations, which we believe will allow us to become one of the most efficient and low-cost producers of sugar, ethanol, and electricity in Brazil. Ivinema has successfully commenced the 2013 and 14 sugarcane harvest, and it is expected to crush approximately 1.5 million tons of sugarcane, producing sugar, ethanol, and electricity for the local and international markets. Thank you very much for your time. We are now open to questions.